This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. The host is Wayne Allen Root, and he'll be here in exactly 1 hour. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, they give me the chance to spend an hour with all of you, getting y'all warmed up and ready for Wayne when he gets here a little bit later on. It is the 24th day of March 2020, and yes, we have a ton to talk about. If you want to reach out and talk to me, you can. Best way is to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelciradio@gmail.com. I answer all of my emails as best I can. We get hundreds a day, but we appreciate everybody sending it our way. Of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter as well. Same name, same deal. And again, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chris, pushing all the buttons, making it all go tonight. Even though Corona is creeping all over the country, there is still, I think, optimism. The president hinted yesterday a little bit that maybe this whole thing could end earlier than maybe we all thought, but that's something we can talk about a little bit later on. I would like to share with you something that I wrote, a column that I write every week for a paper here in Connecticut. And this particular column caused a firestorm, if you will, across the state of Connecticut. And I wanted to share it with the national audience to see what you guys thought. And I was called every name, every racist name under the sun. After this came out, everybody who's pounding away in their mom's basement with a keyboard and a laptop were, you know, going to town on yours truly, calling me a racist this and a bigot that. And I wanted to share it with all. The title, Wuhan Flu, more accurately names virus and what it means. By the way, just in case you're wondering, normally if you're writing columns for newspapers, the actual writer himself doesn't pick the headline, and I did not pick that headline. Not that I hate it. I'm just saying, in case you're ever looking at a headline and saying, hey, that's inflammatory or it doesn't necessarily go with the meat of the column, it's because it's usually done by somebody else. Okay, here we go. The probability is high that today you've scrubbed your hands as if preparing to perform surgery, bathed in antibacterial sanitizer, bought a dozen cases of toilet paper, and binge-watched 7 full Netflix television shows. All of this while hoping for an end to this godforsaken planetary quarantine. While countries scramble to test citizens, sequester the infected, and point fingers of blame, there's one thing we know to be true. The Wuhan virus is 100% the fault of the Chinese government. Now, before you reach for your phone and call the racist police, I'm well aware that I've broken the fundamental liberal tattoo of global political correctness. However, the coronavirus was unleashed on the world at a wet market in Wuhan, China, giving the infection a friendlier, less offensive, intrusive moniker, a politically correct name, like coronavirus or COVID-19, is a disservice to the rest of the world. This is China's fault, and they should be held fiscally and morally responsible. Naming the pandemic the Wuhan flu is not racist. It's accurate. Scientists and infectious disease doctors believe the virus passed to humans at this wet market in Wuhan. Wet markets, if you don't know, get their name due to the fact that the floors and stalls are covered with blood. hosing them down every once in a while gives you that extra wet feeling. But blood, waste, bodily fluids, all mingling together. The unmistakable smell of death and fear is everywhere as stressed, dehydrated animals struggling in confined quarters, instinctively aware of their circumstances, wait to be butchered and sold. Let me just stop for a second because there's a lot more to go, but I want to just say I am so appalled. I was forced, doing research for this column, I was forced to watch a bunch of these videos about these wet markets. Now, we have our own issues here in this country when it comes to the way we treat livestock and poultry, etc. We do a bad job in a lot of cases with that. But seeing these poor animals, looking into their eyes, looking at the horror as they are callously just thrown into these bins, waiting to die, it's horrible. It's horrible to watch that. Chinese menus, offerings include items very bizarre to Western tastes, featuring snakes, bamboo rats, bats, foxes, wolf cubs, even domesticated dogs. These markets pose a heightened risk of viruses jumping from animals to humans, and the spread of these pathogens are turbo-boosted by China's lack of hygiene. The World Health Organization, countless times, has criticized these wet markets as being a completely savage and completely unsanitary. China is the country of origin, and Wuhan was the epicenter, producing patient zero, unleashing this plague on the entire planet. Eight Chinese scientists who tried to sound the alarm were denounced, gagged, and reprimanded by authorities. A doctor who warned about the virus actually died of it. China minimized the original threat and delayed announcements and virus updates as the infection spread. China wouldn't allow world experts in their country to assess the situation and instead continue to cover up the seriousness of the outbreak. The birth of this outbreak is also home to Wuhan Tianan International Airport. And for a long time, infected individuals continued to travel out of the city, bringing the virus all around the globe. Now, China is not an ally of the United States, remember that. It'll never be a friend. Ever since Richard Nixon became the first American head of state to set foot on the Chinese mainland, the People's Republic has undertaken a deliberate process of weaponizing capitalism. What started as a slow drip has turned into a tsunami. China produces everything, guys, including, until recently, much of the steel in the United States. Imagine the insanity of handing over steel production to a country whose goal is to gain greater world dominance. Our submarines are made of steel. Our boats, our ships are made of steel. China's pharmaceutical companies supply more than 90% of the U.S. antibiotics, vitamin C, ibuprofen, hydrocortisone, as well as 70% of acetaminophen and over 40% of heparin. That happened in the last decade. Generic drugs whose key ingredients are manufactured in China include medicines for blood pressure, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and depression. We don't even make penicillin anymore, guys. The last penicillin plant in the United States closed in 2004. There's an article in one of Chinese, let's say, mouthpieces, government mouthpieces, that actually said that America will be plunged into the mighty sea of coronavirus, insinuating that China wasn't going to help us once our people started getting sick. Imagine they started the virus and they were going to sit on their hands, holding the medicine that could make us better. They weren't going to care about this. They weren't going to care about us. China has the world's second highest number of pollution-related deaths after India, and they have no plans to quell their planetary thirst for devastation. According to the Chinese Ministry of Health, industrial pollution has made cancer China's number one cause of death. Every year, ambient air pollution kills hundreds of thousands of citizens. Hundreds of millions of Chinese citizens go without clean drinking water. Amnesty International has documented widespread human rights violations in China, while their record of animal cruelty is legendary. Yet criticism of China is largely muted. Someone like me, who is up on this bully pulpit, telling you all of the ugly things that China has done, I'm called a racist. Me. China's the most racist country on the planet. Globalism is dangerous. China gave us this virus. We need to learn from it and eliminate our dependence on what they produce and reestablish our self-reliance and our freedom. Now, I know the official name for the novel coronavirus is COVID-19, but for me, it'll always be the Wuhan flu. So that's the column I wrote, which appeared in the paper last Thursday and blew up on the internet. Normally, you get a certain amount of folks commenting on it. For this one, 10 times, maybe even 20 times, the number of people who would comment on a column on this paper's website commented on this. And I was called every name in the book, from racist, hater, et cetera, bigot, you name it. And I read this, and I reread it since I wrote it and since it's been published, and I think to myself as I'm reading this, nothing in this is racist. Everything is factual. Nothing is based in race. It's a culture difference, okay? There's a culture divide. I don't like certain things that certain cultures do. I don't like the lack of respect for life, animal life, human life, that China seems all too eager to present to the rest of the world. And I don't like the fact that they sat on this plague and did nothing about it. And now we're smack dab in the middle of it. And hundreds of thousands of people have got it. And people are dying because of it. All right. I got to run. Listen, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878. And is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say war when you call. It's a one-time-only offer for war listeners and fans. Just say war or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. A couple great guests I got coming up before we wrap it up. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me in just a couple of minutes. And before we wrap it up, towards the top of the hour, my good friend and provost over at Bryant University, Captain Glenn Solmacy will join me here on the radio, talk a little bit about the constitutional law side of all that's going on. So interesting stuff. Everything and everyone is all about the coronavirus right now. So I don't know what you've been doing. Personally, my life doesn't change that much, to be honest with you. I know it's kind of scary. Maybe I'm sort of a recluse, a hermit. I don't really go out a lot. I don't really do a lot. I think I mentioned this last week. My life revolves around my dog and my job, right? I see my wife in passing in the hallway. But I spend most of my time here in a studio or with my dog. So I'm not face-to-face to a lot of people. I mean, we don't have any events to go do. We have radio events from time to time, but I don't have any of those on the schedule, and that's a different animal altogether. But the coronavirus, it may be affecting a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Luckily for me, I got a job still. I'm going to work and all that goes along with that. But, like, socially, nothing's really changed, which maybe that's sad. Maybe that's sad. By the way, the most risky job right now, obviously, is the healthcare worker, frontline healthcare worker. But aside from that, dental hygienists. And I know that they stop most of the dental surgery unless it's an absolute emergency. And even elective surgery is being put on hold. And elective sort of a word that doesn't necessarily always fit the narrative, because some buddy in my neighborhood desperately needs shoulder surgery. He's dying, but they're not giving it to him. And it's not because he doesn't want it or need it. It's considered to be elective, because you're not, your life's not at risk, I guess, is what they're talking about. All right, here's some tips. Everyone's been talking about this, but I'll share them with you real quick. Wash your hands more often, at least 20 seconds with hot water and soap. My wife is constantly washing her hands. My wife is freaking out about this, just so you know. You can't even go near her. Not that you could before, but she's not having it. Cough into your elbow. Now, I've heard other folks say that's not always a great idea, because this virus survives on clothes. So coughing in general, figure out a way not to cough, I guess. Don't touch your face. We all know that, especially when you're out in public. And if you go out, make sure you stay 6 feet away from folks as best as you can. Those are some things that they're saying. And stay home. If you can, if you possibly can, for goodness sake, stay home. Let's see. Here's something that popped yesterday. An early sign that a person is affected could be the loss of smell and taste. So if you feel that, maybe, you got to make sure you quarantine yourself if you feel like you can't taste anything or you can't smell anything, which is very strange, right? Now, yesterday, the Surgeon General Jerome Adams came out and said this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. In fact, his quote is, this week is going to get bad. So, stay home if you can. If you absolutely don't have to go out, don't. All right, there you go. That is coronavirus update. Everybody is talking about it. I know everybody's scared to death about it. Maybe a little too scared, but maybe it's a little better to be safer. Sorry. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The bill is very much focused on the small business person.
Yes.
It's very much focused on small companies, including restaurants and all sorts of small companies.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News, discussing the economic stimulus package that's looking to be passed in the Senate late today. Wall Street liking the president's comments as the Dow gained 2,113 points to finish at 2,705. The president continues.
And what people don't realize, you know, you're talking about these massive, we have the greatest companies in the world. You add them all up, and the small businesses are just about equal in size to these massive companies, of which we have many also. It's the engine of our country, small business. This bill is absolutely aimed at the small business and the worker, and the workers of those small businesses and the owners.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. We turn our attention to one of the most brilliant men we get a chance to talk to here on the radio, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Lee. How are you?
We're doing good. So some people out here are saying, well, wait a second. I don't know anybody who's got the virus. I haven't met anybody who's got the virus. Is this all fake?
No, it's not fake, unfortunately. I wish it was. That would be a lot easier to deal with than the real thing. This is real. There are people all over the world, you know, getting very, very sick and dying from this. And if we don't take these kind of measures, it'll spread here. We'll get a lot more people very, very sick or dead. So we've got to take these measures. Everybody just needs to calm down, be patient, and we'll get through it, but it's not going to be easy. We have not seen something like this since 1918, with the Downton Abbey Spanish flu. That's real, and this one is real as well. So I wish I could say otherwise, but
right,
this is the real deal.
Real deal. All right, so a lot of things are happening above the average person's pay grade, not above your pay grade, but there's a lot of things happening, shelter in place, or stay safe, stay home, or flat out quarantine. And I would think that those decisions at the government level, they don't come easy. How does that work, Stephen?
It takes a lot of debate, a lot of discussion. They're balancing the physical health of our citizens with the economic health of the nation at large. All of those things come into it, the national security elements of it. You know, I mean, this affects our military, and that puts us at a different readiness level. These are all factors. You know, you have big cities doing crazy things like, well, we're just going to suspend arresting people for minor crimes, like stealing a couple hundred dollars worth of stuff from a store, because we just can't afford to, you know, waste the police dealing with that, or you know, putting people in jail. So there's a balance that has to be struck. There are things that they're doing that I think are, you know, a little bit loony like that. But there's other stuff that I know a lot of your listeners are probably going, well, this is crazy. Why can't I go to work? There's only three people in my office. Why can't I go to work and keep going? Well, it's because they can't be that specific. You know, they have to either close stuff or not close stuff, or it just creates confusion. You folks in Connecticut, you've got the, you know, unfortunately, you're right next to New York, and New York has the biggest hot spot going. And it's, because we have free movement across state boundaries, you can't do something only in one state unless you kind of bring in some of the other states nearby as well. So it's tough. These things are made at the highest level unless there's a conscious decision to devolve it down. In our system, the federal government many times says, okay, governors, you guys decide how you're going to do it. You know your state better than anybody else. We're here to support you. I know a lot of folks think when the president says that, he's ducking his responsibility. That's not true. In our federated system, presidents don't take authority away from the governors unless there's a good reason.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. So maybe the number one question that people are asking me, do I have any inside information on whether or not the National Guard is going to be called on for a national quarantine? What would that mean, and how would that change the everyday person's life here in this country?
Well, there are rumors going around about that. There's lots of stuff on the internet, and it all comes in the form of, well, I have a friend who works at Homeland Security, and they're
right,
saying,
right.
And to be honest with you, everything that I've seen on that is baloney, because, you know, they're implying that somehow the government's going to secretly mobilize the National Guard and get them all in place all over the place, and then announce a lockdown and we're going to come out and there's National Guardsmen all over the street corners. Does anybody realize who the National Guard is? They're all your neighbors and friends.
Right, you know,
if they start mobilizing those guys, everybody knows about it. So that, you know, that kind of irrational fear of some sort of science fiction movie-like takeover is crazy. Now, that's not to say that if the measures we've taken, the statewide lockdown in the five or six states that have done it, the less intrusive lockdown they've done in other states, like up here in Michigan, where schools and restaurants and bars are closed, but you can still basically go out if you need to, where it's more of a suggestion vice a mandate.
Right.
If that stuff doesn't work, if the curve doesn't get flat, if the rate of the spread of this continues at a high level, they may have to go to a more general lockdown. But look, this is not communist China. We're not going to have guys with billy clubs going around, and if you're out on the street, they're not going to knock you out and drag you off to some undisclosed location of quarantine. They're going to do exactly what they've done in New York and in your state. They've said, look, we've got to close these places down. You need to stay in your home except for, and then they give you some enumerated list that you should abide by. I know people don't like that. Americans don't like any abridgment of our rights, and you know, I don't either. But in some cases, there is a trade for, if this is not an abstract definition of the greater good, this is like living or dying. So it's not that abstract. I realize not too many people have had this affect them directly yet, but you know, if you look back, you know, I encourage people, Google the 1918 Spanish flu. That's the last time we had a situation that's really akin to this one, as far as the ability of disease to spread, you know, not an Ebola-like, the world's coming to an end kind of disease, but one that gets a lot of people horrendously sick and actually kills a lot of people. It took down millions of people. And I don't, you know, it's real easy to say, oh, we should just, you know, accept that to keep our economy going. Well, it's not too easy to accept if you're one of those people or your spouse or your child or your parent.
Right.
So the government is doing what it can do, you know, trying to balance those rights, trying to balance the economic effects, but balancing that against the actual loss of life in our country. And it's a tough road to walk down. And there's lots of people standing on the side with absolutely no authority and no responsibility who have all sorts of grand ideas and are being very critical. And I'm not trying to be political here. This is, regardless of who's in office, you know, these guys are not doing any of these decisions lightly. They're doing it based on the science. They have all of the scientists there with them. But it's very, very tough.
What would a real quarantine National Guard look like?
Even at the height of the Spanish flu one, even if you look at some of the crazy movies that have come out on different pandemics, you still have to be able to go out and try and get necessities of life, like food.
Right.
You know, they're not going to lock you in and tell you, well, you know, start eating your fingers. That's just not going to happen. And frankly, we don't have enough National Guardsmen or National Guard and active military to do that in
right.
our country.
Right.
There's too many cities and too much space. That's why, you know, it's kind of the military will always be an enormous asset for this country in these kind of situations, but they're not always going to be the, you know, the exact solution because, you know, our army's not as big as China's. And our country is very large and very spread out, lots of space, lots of diversity between, you know, what life is like inside a major city versus what's life like in the suburbs versus what's life like in rural farming areas versus what it's like in the huge stretches of our country where, you know, you could drive for 3 hours and not see another human. all of that has to be taken into account. I don't think we'll ever get to the point where, you know, you're being told stay inside your house or we're going to, you know, beat you up or
right.
or if we see you on the street, you're going to get dragged off and get incarcerated. That's not, frankly, not indicated even with this kind of disease. So people who are dreaming about that kind of stuff, give that a rest. That's very, I mean, I don't think it's possible, but you never say something's impossible anymore because everybody thought this would be impossible too.
Sure.
But it's highly unlikely way down the road before anything would be talked about doing that sort of thing. So if we do this stuff right, if we take these more measured inconveniences at this point, and that's really, you know, I know we're a first world country, but think about this. This really is massively inconvenient, but it's not, you know, it's not, we're not living in China. And I think, you know, we've turned loose the best minds in the world focused on this problem, this problem in a way that's never been looked at before. I think we're going to come up with something that gets us through this without having to go to the end point of the, you know, the worst modeling that they've done. Maybe I'm being Pollyanna. I don't know. I hope not. But I actually am optimistic that we're going to get through this thing.
All right, Stephen, I'm out of time. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We always enjoy our conversations. We'll talk to you down the road for sure, my friend. We got to run. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America, the American exceptionalism and capitalism. And so are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Way down the route, take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root will be here after the top of the hour. One of my favorite guests, one of the smartest guys I know, former captain in the Coast Guard. Currently, he is the provost over at Bryant University, and apparently he doesn't know how to spell his own name. Glenn Selmacy is joining us. You claim that your name has two N's in it. I said, absolutely, that's impossible. So,
yeah, folks, I was just arguing with Lee how to spell my name. He's telling me, no, it's with one N. I said, no, it's really two N's. And he's adamant. So I said, you know, you're using a picture for me on your Facebook page from MSNBC. They did it purposely. One end. They probably spelled my name wrong on MSNBC. Another example of the liberal elite media on MSNBC attacking us, Lee.
Glenn Selmacy joining us, provost at Bryant University. I want to ask you, so yesterday, last night, they're fighting in Washington about this stimulus package because the Democrats want to throw a bunch of added pork in there. The Republicans, they have their own warts in this thing as well. But can you believe, while people are dying, they're fighting over getting their crumbs put into this bill?
You know, it was horrible to see. It's upsetting to me on multiple levels when you see Senator Schumer saying, we're just concerned about the workers, and we all are. And it's very, very unfortunate to see things like what is being put into the bill by Senator Schumer and team. And it's unfortunate because you get to see real bipartisanship between two people, two New Yorkers who really don't like each other, in Governor Cuomo and President Trump. And you saw them work together today, this morning, on Tuesday. Today, they're putting out the virus for malaria vaccination, not a vaccination, if you will, malaria medicine that will at least help when people do get the disease, to bring the disease down. It won't be a preventative measure, but it'll be something to people to cope with the disease. And how wonderful is to see that and see the two of them working together for the greater good of New York, for the country, for what's best for people, which is what we're supposed to have, a representative democracy, the representatives of the people, not representative of interest groups. And it's very, very unfortunate. I think it's truly that we're in a wartime footing. I can't think of any other time in my life that we've been in this situation.
And I wanted to back up a little bit. Nobody knows constitutional law like you do. So give me a breakdown of the president, what his powers could be if millions of people have it, and he's actually really got to quarantine people in their homes.
He has significant powers. Normally the Article 2 powers of the executive, the presidency, are afforded to those more in foreign affairs, where he would supersede the legislative branch or Article 1. And when you see it now, when there's a state of national emergency or a crisis, his powers do expand. There's still a check by the judiciary and by the legislative branch, but really his ability then to declare martial law, to find and to put significant resources and appropriations to bear in areas that need it. I mean, it would be the equivalent right now of us being under attack, but it's by a virus. It's literally what it is. A virus we don't understand, we don't have a remedy for, we don't have any vaccine for. We're rapidly going at, we're trying to find ways to redeploy assets to support the effort to fight this virus. The reality is, Lee, I don't think we're going to get to that one on this. I don't think we're going to have that constitutional crisis at all.
Right.
I think the reality is, if you heard President Trump last night and Vice President Pence and others and doctors now, and you're starting to see more and more commentators starting to say, where we're saying it's going to be 6 months like this, or 4 months, the summer will be shut down, Cape Cod won't have anyone on the beaches. You're starting to just sense a little bit of a twist. And last night, and then it was probably overplayed by the president, but he said, listen, it's not going to be several months. It's going to be significantly less than that. We're going to turn the corner. And, of course, the New York Times this morning is reporting, oh, the president says, you know, it's more important for business than it is for ordinary people's lives. He was minimizing the impact. But he was trying to say there are more people, you know, I think it's 26,000 right now, 28,000 dead from the regular flu, the seasonal flu. And he was saying it could get to 50,000. And how far do we react without having a long-term ramification to the economy? If we continue and self-quarantine and don't allow the economy to function through September, you know, through the summer,
right,
the likelihood of a major recession, if not worse, increases dramatically. And that's all he was trying to point out. And I think as we start coming into the spring season, as we start coming out of this, we're going to find people being more optimistic that we can fight this thing. And I think you're watching America come together regardless of what's going on in Washington. The American people, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are all pulling for each other, trying to find a way to fight the virus, take care of each other, but also get back to work.
Glenn Solmacy, everybody. We got to run. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.